Imager, the first book of the Imager portfolio by L. E. Modesitt Jr., narrated by William DeVries. Copyright 2009 by L. E. Modesitt Jr. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with L. E. Modesitt Jr. and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Apprentice and Journeyman. Chapter 1, 743 A.L. Commerce weighs value, yet such weight is but an image, and as such is an illusion. The bell announcing dinner rang twice, just twice and no more, for it never did. Rauso leapt up from his table desk in the sitting room that adjoined our bedchambers, disarraying the stack of papers that represented a composition, doubtless due in the morning.
"I'm starved."
"You're not. You're merely hungry," I pointed out, carefully placing a paperweight over the work on my table desk. "Starved means great physical deprivation and lack of nourishment. We don't suffer either."
"I feel starved. Stop being such a pedant, Wren."
The heels of his shoes clattered on the back stairs leading down to the pantry off the dining chamber.
2 weeks ago, Rausel couldn't even have pronounced pedant, but he'd heard Master Sisyphus use it, and now he applied it to me as often as he could.
Younger brothers were worse than vermin, because one could squash vermin and then bathe, something one could not do with younger brothers. With some fortune, since Father would really have preferred that I follow him as a factor, but had acknowledged that I had little interest, I'd be out of the house before Colton was old enough to leave the nursery and eat with us.